Rachel sighed, looking back out the window. A clean burn. The phrase stuck with her. She turned back to Tolland. What do you mean by a clean burn? He shrugged. Simply that under an electron microscope, we see no remnants of fuel elements. So we know heating was caused by kinetic energy and friction, rather than chemical or nuclear ingredients. If you didn't find any foreign fuel elements, what did you find? Specifically, what was the composition of the fusion crust?
We found, Corky said, exactly what we expected to find. Pure atmospheric elements. Nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen. No petroleums, no sulfurs, no volcanic acids, nothing peculiar. All the stuff we see when meteorites fall through the atmosphere.
Rachel leaned back in her seat, her thoughts focusing now. Corky leaned forward to look at her.
Please don't tell me your new theory is that NASA took a fossilized rock up in the space shuttle and sent it hurtling toward Earth, hoping nobody would notice the fireball, the massive crater, or the explosion.
Rachel had not thought of that, although it was an interesting premise. Not feasible, but interesting all the same. Her thoughts were actually closer to home. All natural atmospheric elements, clean burn, striations from racing through the air. A faint light had gone off in a distant corner of her mind. The ratios of the atmospheric elements you saw, she said, were they exactly the same ratios you see on every other meteorite with a fusion crust? Corky seemed to hedge slightly at the question.
Why do you ask?
Rachel saw him hesitate and felt her pulse quicken. The ratios were off, weren't they?
There's a scientific explanation.
Rachel's heart was suddenly pounding. Did you by any chance see an unusually high content of one element in particular? Tolland and Corky exchanged startled looks.
Yes, Corky said. But was it ionized hydrogen?
The astrophysicist's eyes turned to saucers.
How could you possibly know that?
Tolland also looked utterly amazed. Rachel stared at them both. Why didn't anyone mention this to me?
Because there's a perfectly sound scientific explanation, Corky declared.
I'm all ears, Rachel said.
There was surplus ionized hydrogen, Corky said, because the meteorite passed through the atmosphere near the North Pole, where the Earth's magnetic field causes an abnormally high concentration of hydrogen ions.
Rachel frowned. Unfortunately, I have another explanation.